little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Let's do it, man.
Hey, my name is Louis Hoffman, and I'm going to play a song called Flash.
This week's guest is the French pop musician Louis Hoffman, who may only be in his early 20s, but is fast on the rise. Las Bañistas. He's already soundtracked fashion shows for some of the top maisons, composed and produced for Reggie Snow and Vendredi Sur Mer, and is now in the process of finishing off his debut solo album. During his first European headline tour, Louis Hoffman popped in to play us some of his hits that have been taking the French music scene by storm. Louis, welcome to the sessions at Madhuri House.
Thank you.
Thanks for playing. That's the first time we've had people down the stairs dancing in a while.
This is crazy. This is actually, I was playing when I was playing Flash, and I saw, yeah, like some people dancing. That was great. Like, that gave me like confidence to like go on and groove, you know.
Well, we're very happy to have you here. Now, your career already has spanned so much, from being a producer for other artists, releasing your own stuff, composing music for catwalk shows. When you decided you wanted to be a musician, what did you actually want to do? Did you just want to be an artist?
I don't really know, because like I started the music first like with the drums when I was 12, and it was more like, it was kind of confusing because I had no idea really what I was like, what was the plan or anything. I was just, I'm going to play the drums. And so I was playing the drums every day. Then I bought my keyboard, start to compose, and then you know, things was like kind of going naturally in like a way that I don't really like control. And then I met some people, and then I met my manager, and then, you know, it was just like so many things on top of each other. And yeah, so I don't really know, but the thing that for sure is that I was always really inspired by like ballads, like romantic songs. And this is obviously what I wanted to do the most. And I remember like that I was trying to learn like jazz chords, like to imitate like really good chords that I heard, like I don't know, in like Pink Floyd song or even Tame Impala, like just trying to find what is these chords. And then that's how I kind of learned the piano, is like by listening to other artists. I was playing like always after school, like, you know, the 20-minute song Echoes by Pink Floyd. I was like jamming around the song with like trying to do the same sound with my synthesizer. And then like I start to listen to like composer like Ennio Morricone. So I was like, I want to do the same. I want to like do music for movies, do like music that's going to wake up some emotions in you and everything.
And it seems like obviously the French electro pop scene's always been big, but it seems like it's having a real moment right now.
Yeah.
Do you find, I mean, I know that you're actually currently based in Barcelona, but
yeah.
Do you think Paris is an exciting place to be as a musician right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, this is an exciting place to be. But the thing is that's why I left, is that maybe I have the feeling that there's a lot of things and maybe now too much. And so that's why like the exciting moments, that was really exciting. And it's starting maybe to be like too like random now.
And this next song is called Je pense à toi, which means I think of you in English. Thank you. pense à toi, à toi, à toi. Quand tu n'es plus là, quand tu reviens.
Why did you choose Barcelona as a new base?
I was invited by a hotel called Casabonai, and they invited me to do like a residency. Me, I'm a huge fan of library music, you know, like all these kind of like soundtracks for movies or like other things, like soundtracks to life in a way, you know. There's so much like music, like the KPM series, where you have like the name of the compilation could be like Outdoor Life, Happy Hearts, this kind of thing with like themes, and I love that. I said, okay, let's try to do my dream to do like library, like small, like EP for Casabonai. So the name of the project was Music to Listen to at Casabonai. So for me, it's like one of the best things I ever did. It was really like ballads. The titles are like a party in the lobby, rendezvous at the hotel, like. It was really like in a movie way, like in a kind of old jet set thing. And that's why, yeah, I really loved doing this.
Did you do a cliched music for the elevators?
Kind of, yeah. Even if I don't really like these terms, because nowadays, yeah, like some people, when they hear like bossa nova, they're like, oh, this is elevator music. That's not the fault of like the bossa nova. It's like the elevator who took this. But for me, it's like the most beautiful music ever. You have so much chord, so much progression, and so much complexity. I love this, and so many emotions. And after this, I was like, okay, I have to come back to Barcelona to do the whole album, because I felt like so much freedom to do my things.
And it seems like collaboration is a big part of what you do. I know you produced for Reggie Snow and Vendredi Sumer, and you know, you've worked with fashion labels and you worked with Casabonai.
Yeah.
Do you find that that's how you like to work with other people?
Actually, yeah, it was Vendredi sur Mer is Reggie Snow, like those, it's kind of two like fantastic stories, like, because I never thought about like compose for people or even being a producer. Like, I didn't even know what was a like producer, you know. Like, I know it the first time I did a song for Vendredi sur Mer, and I saw like the news, like the media saying, the producer, Lewis Hoffman, I was like, what is this? Like, for me, I didn't produce, like, I composed the song. Like, I didn't get it, you know. But now, of course, like, I know what it is. But I still, like, not really agree with, like, the producer things. For me, it's more about, like, you compose a song with someone, kind of like the fusion, a mix of, like, our two universe. That's why it was really elevating, actually. And so with Vendredi sur Mer, it was the first artist when I did this. And Reggie Snow, it was maybe like 2 years after. That was really interesting because at first I sent him some demos. And so he came in Paris to meet me, and we were supposed to meet in a studio, you know. But the studio was not like available. So he was like, we need a place. And so he went to my place, like to my room, you know. And me at the time, I was a huge fan of Reggie Snow. Like, it was already like a kind of dream to meet him in a studio. But that he comes in my place, I was like, oh, this is crazy. Like, I was so shy, and I was like, all my room, I cleaned everything. And so he came up, and I showed him the demos. He was like, okay, let's work on this one. It was Rainbows. And we did Rainbows in, like, directly this day in, like, a couple of hours. He did the verse, the chorus, and that was it. And so after he went back to Paris maybe 2 weeks later, and then we finished the album like this. And so that was a complete dream, like that was so unexpected.
And this next song is called Yes.
You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House. This week's guest was Lewis Hoffman, and you should look out for an album by him later on this year. This programme was produced by me, Holly Fisher, and recorded and mixed by Alex Port-Felix.